This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for a Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, member FDIC, Highways 21 and 41. Winnebago County has now recorded over 200 COVID-19-related deaths, a sad milestone. Health officials say the majority of those deaths are among the elderly and the unvaccinated. The health department says their testing has resumed at the Sunnyview Expo Center, and tomorrow their walk-in Wednesday has been moved from the Expo Center to the Coughlin Center due to an event. Have you gotten the jab yet? I talked with a friend who is losing her job because she refuses to take the vaccination. She's of childbearing age and has concerns about the long-term effects. She wants to have kids someday. And she's not the only one because more and more businesses are requiring employees to get vaccinated. Last week, President Biden announced that all employers with better than 100 employees had to get those workers to take the vaccination or else. Needless to say, this is headed to the courts, and the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce, along with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, are reviewing that mandate. We'll have more on that later. Page 2. Don't be surprised that the Oshkosh Common Council tonight decides to reduce the fine for first-time possession of pot. The city council listened to only three people during their public hearing last week on cutting the fine to $75 for marijuana possession. But rather than having the issue come up again and again and again, some council members say they'll vote for the reduction just to get by it. The Common Council will also discuss how to use some of that money from the American Rescue Plan. They're getting about $21 million. The only money that's been apparently committed so far is a few million dollars to pay for improvements to police and fire department radios. The council will hear citizen input tonight on how to spend the rest of that money. Here's something that is sure to stir things up, a county plan to redraw districts here in the county. It's something the county and the state do every 10 years. It brings out the Fair Maps crowd. The county expected to accept a plan for redistricting sometime later this month. Nine people are being helped after a fire raced through their apartment on Maricopa over the weekend here in Oshkosh. And this just in, the Appleton Chamber of Commerce is again canceling Oktoberfest. Two reasons, COVID-19 the first, but they have a lack of volunteers and a lack of vendors. It's a major fundraiser for a number of nonprofit organizations. The Chamber in Appleton plans to have Oktoberfest back in 2022. I'm Bob Brunel. That's Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're back again on Thursday with more here on the Chamber website.